Hi everybody, Brian here. On the 21st, I think it is 22nd of June. Yeah, 22nd of June. Webinar tonight. We're going to talk about the topics covered. I posted these on my Facebook group via the Google's News. These are the popular ones. There's going to be some commentary on this. Hopefully, we can turn it into other opinion and just look for what people think about these type of topics. So the first one that lit up was this one about the Turkish bank, central bank said it wants to use the Chinese yuan funding for the first time. So that's one of the big countries out there, and a lot of people seem to underestimate the economic power of Turkey, especially in Europe, and they're wanting to use the Chinese yuan instead of U.S. dollar. So that's now going to threaten the US dollar's position of power over the next few years. Some of the comments came back saying that this is going to happen regardless, where the Chinese economy will be the largest economy in the world within the mid-20s. So that's a really interesting one, and that's really going to shift power from the US. Another one that was popular was UBS, the Swiss bank, told its clients, rich clients, probably through like a wealth management, said leave the stock bubbles to day traders. Some interesting comments here. My opinion is that it's true. I mean, when you look at what the Fed's doing, the Federal Reserve in the U.S. is pumping literally trillions of dollars into the economy, which is just really fakery. It elevates the stock markets to highest levels unseen before. And where it's really going to start affecting the US is when the rise of China, especially on the currency front, and now countries like Russia, all the adversaries like Russia, Iran, let's say Syria, and maybe even Saudi Arabia may move to the yuan. And that's really gonna change everything for the US. So once people start losing confidence in the US because of the debt levels and now because of the social chaos, people will start to move off of the US dollar and the US as the economic power in the world. And I'm not saying China's the better one, but what will happen is that the US will not be what it is, and as a result, look for other alternatives for the UBS clientele, and don't worry about what's happening for day traders because that will come back down as it did crash in March, and look for alternatives. And I'm doing the same thing. I've been listing them, and these are from my Facebook programming group. So another one, quite interesting, is this call for $190 in oil, where JP Morgan thinks it's possible, even during the pandemic. I've been saying that a while, and this is why. As you know, I look at the CFDs, and what I look at, ones that's coming always on top is the China 50. It's turning into being potentially one of the better future contracts to own. Just due to the fact that they'll lead the market demand coming out of this pandemic, and it currently is happening. I've checked the stats on the recovery on their markets, and they've been doing no different than the U.S. But what the worry is for the U.S. is that they don't seem to have a proper handle on law and order. They don't seem to have a proper handle on the pandemic because it's a free democratic country where people can come and go, and it's not a good thing when the country doesn't respect what scientists and the politicians want people to comply with this pandemic. But whereas China, being that it's a totalitarian, I can never say that, a communist population where it can control the population, they can easily get rid of pandemics faster than the West. And this is one of the things I'm starting to see in the charts is that China manufacturing is starting to come about, and that's also impacting oil, the oil price. So I have the system calling out $70 price on oil. And that, I believe, is because of China, as well as other countries in Asia, like Indonesia. And I don't know if I could say Philippines, but Indonesia is one on the radar as well. And that's a big country as well. It's about 200 million people. So that's a country you just cannot ignore, and not ignore the potential there of what's happening and the impact it'll have on oil price. So there's that. So another question came up. What will software engineering look like over the next decade? The conclusion was that there's AI out there writing itself. Like, so you have AI software writing itself. What will happen to programmers? I guess there'll be fewer of them, no different than manufacturers or factory workers. So who knows where that will go. Also, what I've not talked about before is that Facebook just put out a project that you have a project, let's say in Java, this Facebook software, open source software, can convert from one language to another. I think it was from Java to whatever language it was. So there's these sort of new developments happening. So programming and software engineers are becoming less and less relevant in the over, not in the short term, but in the long term, quite possible. Software's getting more intelligent, especially within the AI field. So another topic was Bitcoin. Bitcoin going to $1 million. Is it crazy? I'm still waiting for Bitcoin to just go up to 12,000 from 9, 10,000, and it's been in this really bad flat market, range bound market, and that's why I'm moving into other areas like futures, because there's always opportunities. I used to be able to say crypto, there's always opportunities, and there's an opportunity right now in crypto that's blowing up and doing quite well, and but that's not accessible to just anybody. I can talk about that later tonight. Also, another development that's really shocking is that Robinhood, the broker, the trading broker, on my I do app rankings, like on iOS and Android for apps. I was really surprised that Robinhood's really, really popular. It's definitely in the top 10, maybe top 5, I'd even say. So they're saying some of those Robinhood traders that are millennials are so influential, they're influencing the stock. I would put a little type of impact, but not as much as, let's say, what the Fed's doing to put money or stimulus into the economy. So it's not what you think it is. So there's these day traders doing well, some of them. There's other ones that have not done so well, like the one that killed himself because he had $750,000, didn't have the emotional just didn't have the emotional capabilities to handle stress and killed himself. So Robinhood may have an impact, but what people don't realize, and I've got a second level of awareness on Robinhood, is HFT firms, high frequency firms, collect the order flow from Robinhood. So Robinhood will sell the order flow to whatever high frequency trading firm. And I just got word this last week that what's happening now is hedge funds are shorting against the stocks of what is being bought through the order flow of Robinhood. So there's more and more of that happening. So as a result, when you have the bigger hedge funds shorting what's being bought through Robinhood, the hedge funds will always win out. So what Robinhood is doing is not moral, but then there's the millennial day traders. What do they know? What do they care? They're just like anybody else that will follow like sheeple on TikTok or whatever, and not realize that they're getting cheated on. You know, there's no such thing as free commissions in a broker. Something has to be done. Money has to be made. In actual fact, they're making way more money on the order flow from Robinhood through selling that back to HFTs. They're making way more money than they could ever imagine. And now, I guess the HFTs have got a method where they can now sell that same order flow and project what to short based upon the sheeple millennial day traders are buying and getting killed and getting slaughtered. And now you're going to start hearing about more of these millennial day traders jumping off of bridges because they can't handle all the losses. Well, now you know why. So there, these are all the topics we'll talk about tonight, and we'll leave it at that. And hopefully we'll see you on at 7 tonight. And we'll leave it at that. Thanks for watching. Have a good day.